Welcome to another AAT podcast, following on from the podcast on PLMD preparation that you can access through your My AAT account. In this podcast, I want to help you first decide if you or your clients need to complete and submit the annual statutory returns forms P9D, P11D, and P11DB, and then to look at what has to be reported. The third and final in this series of podcasts for 2009-2010 will cover the calculation of the benefits. To begin then, let's consider what forms we have to submit. Form P9D is a return of expenses, payments, and income from which income tax cannot be deducted. It is very different to the P11D and only applies to employees earning at a rate of less than £8,500 per annum. This means that we rarely have to complete and submit P9D returns because the employees concerned either do not get expenses paid for them or get reimbursement of expenses, or their expenses will be covered by a P11D dispensation. The P11D is the form that we are most concerned with. It is a return of expenses, payments, and benefits in kind, where typically employers are reporting company car and medical insurance benefits and should be reporting any expense payments not covered by a P11D dispensation. The final return, and one that is very important, is the dual-purpose P11DB annual return of Class 1A National Insurance contributions due, and it is the return of expenses and benefits employer declaration. Once we've decided that any of these returns are required, we need to consider what expense payments and benefits in kind have to be reported, and then turn to the calculation of the amount to be reported. That is the cash equivalent of the expense payment or benefit in kind. The statutory deadline for submission of the 2009-10 forms P9D, P11D, and the P11DB return is the 6th of July 2010, and the deadline for payment of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions due is the 19th of July 2010, but extended to the 22nd of July if paid by an acceptable electronic payment method. As explained in more detail in the P11D preparation podcast, there are potentially significant penalties that will be charged if these statutory returns are submitted late and or there are errors in the amounts reported, plus interest will be charged on the late payment of Class 1A National Insurance contributions. So let's consider why we have to submit P11Ds, whether we do need to submit them, and then move on to look at what we have to do and how we calculate and report the expenses and benefits.